More Gordon. It is 4:59. Way more Gordon all the time.
That's me.
It's the Hard Line today, live at the White Rock Ale House for Widrow Fest, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, what's the title sponsor name for the whole thing there, Dave?
The 11th annual Ruho Boots Hari Mari Widrow Fest.
That's exactly right. Just rolls off the tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have the Rant Revival, a very special milestone-adjacent Rant Revival coming right up. That's why Gordon has his Uma Thurman Kill Bill yellow motorcycle outfit on. But first, we stop down for this.
E-News!
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here it is, Dave.
Thank you. And yes, live and in person at White Rock Ale House is Motorcycle Gordon.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, and he's been holding court over there with
not holding court. I'm visiting with
Tim
friends.
Rogers and Eric Celeste.
Yeah, I'm still on the radio. What's it to you? I heard that.
That was never said. It's never said.
Still crushing mornings.
Yeah, what have you guys been up to?
Hey guys, I just been winning for this meal in crypto.
Just been winning Marconis
here.
Ridiculous.
Take my crypto.
I took my old motorcycle down here, and it was kind of scary.
In what way?
Well, I'm just not used to riding that motorcycle, and so I was...
That's a big part of motorcycles, you know.
I can't quite ride as aggressively on that one, but I'd start to ride aggressively and realize this thing's getting a little wide.
Do you need the knee pad, because when you turn, you're down where your knee scrapes on the ground?
Scrape my knee like Rossi. No.
All right, let's get into some e-news before the historic 99th Rant Revival, allegedly. Speaking of allegedly, so yesterday we had a story about K-Fed, Kevin Federline, the father of Britney Spears' sons, and he has a new memoir coming out. And so, as is the PR trick when you are publishing a memoir, they trickle out excerpts in the days leading up to the release of the book with increasingly salacious nuggets.
So I'm thinking that their kids must be above the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay.
They're 20 and 19 now.
Okay. So this makes perfect sense because her child support payments to him have ended.
Yes.
So the next step is, how can I grift?
Yeah.
Let's write a book.
How can I make some money?
Yeah.
Or maybe he actually has an interesting story to tell.
No, it's a grift.
Why is it a grift?
You know it's a grift.
How?
Because it matches up. The timeline matches up perfectly.
You don't think that being married to Britney Spears, you have any decent stories that can hold?
I think he's got a million, but I also think that it's just too convenient that her big lump sum payments to him are officially over.
Or perhaps he waited until the children were adults before he said anything about their mother.
This is all money-driven, and you know it.
Okay. All right, fine. I realize I'm making no headway.
So the most recent excerpt, he says that Britney drank alcohol while pregnant with her sons, and once...
So what? It's good.
And once did cocaine before breastfeeding the children.
And?
So he says that a silent alarm was going off in his head.
A silent.
The first time he saw Britney drinking while pregnant and on medication. He said that mix was dangerous, effed up, honestly. You're not supposed to drink when you're on meds like that. A couple glasses of wine for her would hit like a whole bottle because of the medication.
I love the fact that it was a silent alarm.
Yeah, seriously.
Huh.
You can't say anything?
This looks weird. I'm going to keep it internal, though, because I'm not sure.
I need a notebook.
Cocaine and breastfeeding.
Well, that's the next story. So he says in 2006, at his album release party, speaking of grifting, he got a record deal because he was a backup dancer.
He was in the music business.
No,
before.
He was a dancer, and then he got a record deal because he was dating and then married to her.
In the music business.
Is Kevin Federline in your motorcycle club or something? What's going on here?
I don't have a motorcycle club.
So he says that he was having an album release party.
I'll take up for you, K-Fed. Don't worry.
Sounds a lot like Cubans.
Let's swear, K-Fed.
Sticking up for Ballmer here.
That if anybody attacks the other, we will defend the other.
So he says that...
Has he ever defended me?
No. He has not held up his end of the bargain.
I haven't read the whole book yet.
So he says that Britney said that she was going to stay home with the kids when he was having his record release party, but that she showed up unannounced and started doing coke with an actress friend.
I'm here. Where's the coke?
And then he says, I wasn't being judgmental of her decision to take drugs, but I was concerned because both Preston and Jaden were breastfeeding at the time. And
wait,
he was like, I didn't know if she, like, pumped some before.
Yeah.
Wait, how close are the kids?
Hold on. So, you're the dad of babies who are breastfeeding from a mom
who's doing coke. But you don't want to be judgmental about that.
You don't want to be judgmental or say anything
right. As
the dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll say something. He'll just wait till the book.
Well, so, let me wait 20 years, take some notes,
so he says,
find a publisher.
He says eventually he did work up the nerve to confront her about it and said, please don't go home and breastfeed the boys after doing coke. And she said,
every husband said it at one time or another.
This can't be real.
And so she got mad at him and threw a drink in his face. And so he calls the incident the proverbial final straw in their relationship, that when she threw a drink in his face because he asked her not to breastfeed coke milk to their sons, that is what ended their marriage.
All right, so
that's a pretty tame marriage ender, isn't it?
The last straw, not the cocaine in the babies.
Yeah.
It's the water in his face.
He just doesn't like liquid on his face.
Chardonnay
All right,
in his face.
Whereas she loves it.
Would you, as a breast milk connoisseur...
I don't know about connoisseur.
You're like the sommelier of the chicken.
Yeah. I'm a breast milk sommelier.
Could you taste the cocaine in the breast milk?
Well, hang on. If you saw, because you have to label all the breast milk bottles, like the date or whatever.
Like,
but this one says...
Napa Valley, I think.
This one says November 2003, Britney Spears, cocaine.
Yeah.
Would you be more intrigued to just see if...
Absolutely.
I would, too. Because you know it's not enough.
It's not enough
to kill you. But maybe.
But it's like drinking a breast milk matcha latte.
Yeah, or a breast milk monster. Like it's the, you're kind of like, whoa. Yeah.
And on her side of the story.
Yeah, she come out and rebutted this.
Well, so she had posted, I think this was yesterday, about something else that he had said. But
She had a video of her dancing with knives in rebuttal?
No, but that was the story yesterday, that she would stand in her kids' doorway when they were sleeping and watch them sleep with a knife in her hands.
That was the story yesterday?
Yeah.
That came out of K-Fed's book?
Yeah. And so...
Normal.
So she tweeted out that she is tired of his constant gaslighting that's extremely hurtful and exhausting. Like, he's making things up. And he's gaslighting her and the rest of the world about her behavior.
Wait, are we misusing the term gaslighting now?
I don't know.
She just means that he's not telling the truth.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That Nicki Minaj, who was also in E! News yesterday because she's pulled her record from the release schedule next year and I guess is quitting music for some reason... But she rushed to Britney's defense. She quote tweeted.
Rushed to it.
Yes. She quote tweeted Britney's gaslighting tweet. And in all caps, she said, Kevin Federline, bitch, when I catch you.
And then the part two of two never came, the next tweet.
Well, then she deleted it.
Oh.
She deleted that. But evidently, Britney has an ally in Nicki Minaj.
It just sounds also incredibly beyond dysfunctional.
Oh.
And the fact that she married that twerp in the first place was
Why do you hate him so much?
Oh, here we go again. Here
well, I'm just saying, he's the one who raised the kids.
But I think he had his own issues. Like, he's not...
I'm not saying he's perfect.
Well,
I'm just saying that he took up the slack when Brittany was...
Somewhere in the back recess of my brain, I knew that cocaine and breastfeeding was bad. Like, come on.
Well, yes. But at least he realized it. She didn't seem to even realize it.
No, he's a great dad.
All right, I think Gordon is going to find this interesting. As OpenAI...
Yes.
...has announced plans to introduce sexually explicit material in its ChatGPT chatbot later this year.
Interesting.
What is that?
Because I just started using ChatGPT.
What does that mean?
So... the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, said that they originally made ChatGPT, quote, pretty restrictive to make sure we were being careful with mental health issues. We realized this made it less useful, enjoyable to many users who had no mental health problems. But given the seriousness of the issue, we wanted to get it right. Now that we've been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools such as age verification, we're going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases, which means that ChatGPT will be able to respond in a very human-like way, use emojis, and act like a friend, and evidently also talk dirty to you.
Hmm.
And so the National Center of Sexual Exploitation has issued a statement asking them to reverse this. They're saying sexualized AI chatbots are inherently risky, generating real mental health harms from synthetic intimacy.
Synthetic intimacy.
That's a band name.
And Sam Altman said, we're not the moral police of the world.
If you're
an adult, you should be able to have sex talk with your chatbot.
Well, did this organization also come out and say that they're against people using this for companionship whatsoever? Because people already use it as companionship and say it's their best friend.
Yeah, no, I think they are focused on the sexual aspect of it.
Didn't you accuse George?
And they said they've compared it. They say there are other chatbots. They don't name them by name, but they say there are other chatbots that have engaged in sexual conversation that simulate themes of child abuse or push sexually violent content that users have not asked for.
All right, Will.
That sometimes the chatbot gets a little carried away.
Yeah.
In their fantasies.
It gets a little horny.
Will you, Dave, get off this planet without having sex with an AI robot?
Like
no.
Physical sex or
well,
sex?
Well, once they hook it up to like
a
milking machine fleshlight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a VR helmet and a fleshlight, and I'm just sitting there
just
in the dark.
Going to town on you like a Holstein extractor.
So you think that you'll be in that position at some point before you get off this planet?
Oh, you guys probably missed my Twitch stream on Tuesday night where I spoke with ChatGPT, who has a hot girl voice, for like an hour. And I told her all about Davey. She knew about Davey and the toilet and the footprints porn.
Shut up.
She didn't know about the...
You're gaslighting ChatGPT about that.
No. She didn't know about the footprints part of it, but I asked her, what's the story about Dave Lane and the bathroom when he rode the shower curtain down?
And she knew that?
And she knew that story. She said that's a humorous story that was told on the ticket.
She found it on the unticket.
Something like that. It's part of the internet that she scraped. Had Dave's story in with the shower curtain ring. When he was overwhelmed with pleasure.
Which didn't happen.
And rolled his eyes back in his head and fell into the tower, the tub shower combo and rode the shower
curtain
down.
The only part of that that was true was that I conserved water by sometimes fertilizing my doo-doo.
That to me is the look. If you glance down and see donut glaze on a pile of mess, that is like, you're the worst human ever lived.
Lowest
ranked
human.
There's no way you could have felt proud of yourself after
like
that.
Like, even ChatGPT won't have sex with me after that.
No. Yeah, like, oh, Dave, you're gross.
It sees the swirl of toothpaste white on the top of that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad you know that
How much water
now.
Did you conserve?
Why did you admit to that?
It's like Doogie in the Pen. Like, why would you admit to it?
Well, I don't know. What's Doogie in the Pen?
I don't know anything that I just said.
Ask your hot chatbot about Doogie in the Pen tonight. All right, we need to go because we have special 99th Rant Revival audio to listen back to next.
For Gretzky.
If Cowboys football is your religion, convert to Calvinism. It's Cowboys beat reporter Calvin Watkins with the Ranch Report. Tomorrow at 4:15 on the Heartline. Brought to you by Milam and Green Whiskey. And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ranch. The Ranch.
Doing well. How are you?
It is 5:20 from White Rock Ale House. It is the Rant Revival, starring the three heroes of the rants, Gen X Davey, Corby the Snake Davidson, and of course, the one and only Gordon Key.
Thank you.
Sponsor.
ET's Market and Bakery.
Thank you. Good friends at ET's. So yeah, we're at Woodrow Fest.
By the way, before we get into the Rant Revival, where is your buddy with the giant beard? Where'd he go?
Did
he
leave? No, he's outside.
Oh, he's outside?
Yeah.
Okay, so his wife showed up. You know, his wife has had her hands in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Like, hooked them around your mouth?
What?
While just pegging?
To hold on?
Yeah, I don't. You know, that's popular in some circles. I just don't understand the fish hook in the mouth being an erotic move.
No, she is my dental hygienist.
Okay,
there you go. Always
so
weird.
Then why is she pegging you?
Why is she always pegging
it's
you?
It's an optional treatment.
Just don't insurance know. Doesn't cover it, but you spring for it.
All right, so we got this email on 3 days ago.
On 3 days ago.
Sorry. It says, hey, Queefs, I just wanted to let you know that, as best I can tell, as the archivist of Ticket Audio over at the Unticket,
archivist,
which houses all of our stuff, if you do a Rant Revival this week and next, you'll be hitting episodes 99 and 100.
Oh, wow.
So,
can't believe it.
We've been doing this now for a couple of years, over a couple of years. And we've hit 99 and 100. And as he says, I feel like 100 deserves a 21 blood cannon salute.
Oh my gosh, what is blood cannon?
With extra segments and la 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 la. And so, yeah, we think that we should celebrate 99 and 100 equally. I don't know what we'll do next week. And whether or not we can, we're lucky enough to have Gordon actually come out.
Maybe do it shirtless.
To wherever we are. But oh, we're in Denton next week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Denton.
Denton. Mm. But yeah,
are you from Denton?
Gordon just asked a very important question. What are blood cannons?
What are blood cannons?
What is blood cannons?
Okay. So 25 years ago, literally next week.
Really?
Yes. Next week, we were on the air, so this really does fit perfectly. We were on the air, and we did the show on Saturday mornings, and I was about to take a couple of weeks off after this because I was getting married and had all sorts of things going on the weekends.
So you're about to have your 25th anniversary.
I am.
Wow.
Which I just realized when this guy sent me this email. And I started fishing around for the audio that, oh, my God, I'm about to have my 25th year anniversary.
Yeah, maybe I should plan something.
And the 20th was waylaid by COVID. And we had plans to do something that got scrapped completely because of COVID. And so now here we are, and I have plans.
Just double brand this. This audio that we're playing is also for your 25th anniversary. It's your gift to your wife.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She would love this.
She will.
So at the time, we were talking about the actual wedding that was going on. And in the audio, you're going to hear the three of us, Dave and Gordon and myself, and also Rick Arnett, who,
hey, booby,
as we were doing the golf show, he would stick around and because I would do both.
Yeah. We would make you stay after you did the golf show.
Yeah. And
After you were done teaching everybody about golf.
Right. Yeah.
Let me move on to my next thing.
And Bob would listen for like 3 minutes and be like, not enough Tiger talk. I'm out. What are they even talking about?
Bob was such a jerk of a listener to that show.
Honestly, we were probably doing our Saturday show too back then.
Oh, yeah, you probably were. So we were talking about, you guys were talking about the actual ceremony. Hello. Hi, Sarah. How are you? And you guys were busting balls about how the ceremony should go. And so you'll hear the beginning of it. This went on for about 15 minutes.
It's been trimmed down quite a bit.
I pared it way down. We had to cut a lot of Dave moments out, shockingly.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, his judgment has gotten way better over the years.
It has?
Arguably.
No. They weren't suitable for...
modern times?
For modern times.
For drive time?
For drive time,
what,
non-weekend
give us an example
shows.
Of what you mean?
Oh, there were some things about priests and women and...
Oh, Dave.
Animals.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Dave. And so, but beyond that, this is the gist of it. This is famous blood cannons talk, and it takes a while.
That's never been said on the radio before.
To get to blood cannons, but you'll understand with the buildup.
Just issue the line and get it out of the way.
What?
Bloody pants do say I love you.
What? What?
I don't know where you're going.
Is that part of your vows?
Yeah, are you going to include that in your vows?
Do you promise to love, cherish?
Does Bloody Pants love her?
Bloody Pants,
you
they love you.
Okay, how much is that worth?
All right, pause this right here.
All right, I have an offer.
So for some reason, and I don't know if you guys remember this, we were really into blood back then.
We were?
Yeah, we had a blood phase. And I don't know, I'm not kidding.
Like, if you go back, always talked about blood?
If you go back and listen to this, or you know, anything circa 2000, blood was such a big player. Like, it's so weird. I don't know what was going on.
Huh?
How much?
All right, I have an offer on the table for Corby right now. If he, right after she says her vows, he turns to the audience and says, "Till die, blood, blood!" I'll give him $500.
As I'm walking out of the church.
As he's walking out of the church, I will hold out five crisp $100 bills.
And then I'll hold
up
another one.
All you have to do is turn to the audience and say, "Kill, die, blood, blood."
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, you might want to just keep that down the whole time.
People just trying to buy shirts out here.
They're like puking in the corner. My number one fan left.
Yeah. Maybe. Hear you, when he say, "You may now kiss the bride," and you just reach up and just tear off the top of her dress.
Just go to town.
Yeah. She's standing there.
Get them doors off, darling.
Just start hiking up her dress from the back.
You know what I think would be? You know what I think would be a nice touch? Is as she walks down the aisle, out of the train of her dress is just kind of smeared blood that's being trailed back behind her.
Like you're marrying Carrie?
You're cheapening my wedding right now.
Yeah.
All right. What happens if you did something kind of suggestive when you go get the garter?
Hey, Dave.
Right?
You know what? You
Dave,
know what?
Make
a note.
How about this?
Make a note. Sew a blood packet in the back of her train.
Okay. And we'll just be sitting there with a remote control.
Yeah,
right as she reaches
blood,
the altar.
Squirt.
Hey, Scott. Jones,
could you imagine seeing her walk down the aisle, looking back behind her, going, "Oh my gosh,
Scott, I want you to make a tape of this segment and
you
keep
play
it
at the ready.
No, I want to have this for my children.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Just people are creeping me out.
Why are people creeping you out? What do you mean?
Because they keep walking in here and looking at me all funny. Hey, here's Bloody Pants guy.
There's a guy who's sewing a blood packet in his bride's train.
Hey, hear what old Corby's doing? Getting bloody panties for Julie.
What?
Hey, what do the bridesmaids look like?
Yahooty!
What?
The bridesmaids?
Yeah,
well,
what you got?
They pretty bloody?
Wow.
Okay. Again, so much blood.
Like, yes, I think a tasteful amount of blood.
You do?
I don't think we've gone overboard on blood yet.
Okay.
I think there's still room for more blood.
Yes, there's still some blood headroom here.
Okay, go on.
Go wrong. But I'm laughing.
Oh.
There's only stop playing the dog sound.
There's well, only you said one. That all the bridesmaids were ugly.
No, yeah. I did not. There's only one.
You said they were hideous.
And it's my sister, oh. Okay? God.
What about, do you have any usherettes or anything?
Usherettes?
I mean,
yeah, like a drill team?
Yeah.
Usherettes. No, we don't have any usherettes. We have big, strong men. I mean, only my best man is my Todd, my brother-in-law.
My Todd?
My Todd.
What? So you basically only have two people standing up there with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why subject any other woman to buy those hideous outfits they gotta?
Yeah. So since you only have one,
mm-hmm.
So the girl can wear whatever she wants. She doesn't have like a bridesmaid's dress.
Right.
She doesn't have.
Right.
So
right.
she can come casual, her dress casual.
Yeah, like overalls.
Tube top.
And we have a comment from Julie's bridesmaid here.
It's my sister.
You're the one that said she's
yeah.
bloody.
Yeah, she said.
Well, why is a dog being played when she's bloody? And I didn't say she was bloody.
But you insinuated it.
I gotta go.
Where did I figure it out?
Oh, wow.
Where you gotta go, Corby?
Houston.
For what?
Houston.
They sell there. Blood packets here. You don't need to.
Yeah, but you can buy them by the gross down there.
Blood
big warehouse.
Packets. I picture like these little Taco Bell hot sauce things.
there's some radio station down there doing a remote for blood packets. Christmas special.
Can I get like 8 blood packets and show onto the back of a wedding train?
You have any blood packets that remote fire?
Rapid fire.
Could you imagine that? That's what I'm going to do at my next wedding. I'm going to have big blood cannons on either side of the church in the front. And as soon as we, instead of shooting confetti out in the audience,
set out these howitzers.
Blood cannon.
Everybody, enjoy deer blood.
Oh, gosh. That would be such a touching ceremony.
Big old drums of blood.
Blood cannon.
Think Julie's liking this?
Oh. She ain't listening.
Tell her this conversation.
I think at my ceremony, I'm just going to have a blood fire hose. Just going all crazy.
Just let it, no one's really training it on anything. It's just going crazy.
Yeah, no one's holding on to it. It's just full pressure, just snaking all over the place.
Like a water weenie.
Yeah, at my wedding, I put one of those clown's heads in the middle of the aisle.
Just have it spin around.
Yeah, and hook the blood hose up to it. The clown's head was spraying blood all over the congregation.
Oh, and then when the wedding party leaves, you have a slip and slide down the aisle, and you just slide down the blood.
Gosh.
Heartwarming.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Oh.
You seen Gordon laugh this
way. Oh, gosh. I just got really tickled at this. I'm sorry.
Bloody weddings.
When's this blood kick going to be over? I don't know.
Oh, no, we're late.
Gordon, no, we're not.
Okay.
Speaking of blood, we're late.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So, wait a second. So, did we know we were
by
on
the way,
air? What? We sound like you have no sense of
by the way,
urgency.
Standing 10 feet away from us that entire time
yeah.
was Earl Campbell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The blood sausage king.
Yeah, and I think we had Earl Campbell on right after that. So, yeah, it was a very interesting
heard
remote.
Y'all talking about blood.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, I think we need to talk to fake Earl Campbell a little bit more here. We need to hear more from him.
So, yeah, that was
did you have blood at your wedding, Earl?
Just in the sausage.
Just in the sausage.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing these days, Earl?
We need to let Earl go.
Why?
We
need to talk to Earl.
No, we need to let Earl go.
Earl?
See y'all later.
But just how, why are we so obsessed with blood? And it
I don't
just,
know.
It, I'm telling you.
You know, it's all... That sounds like a bunch of hungover guys to me right there.
Yeah.
It sounds like we are really worn out and just worn down.
Probably. Yeah.
And tired.
There's no doubt we were hungover, 100%.
Golly.
Sound like a pretty awesome sports station, if you ask me.
It's the worst sports station ever when you tune into the rant.
Yeah.
We had that. We had the I also love the baby, or the rat that attacked the baby. I didn't like what the rat did, but
right.
his press conference was good.
Yeah.
That was a good rant segment, I remember.
Yeah.
The Chinese Jimi Hendrix hypothetical.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe that exists.
Yeah, you couldn't find that, could you, Ham?
I looked for it. If I had time, I could find it.
Well, there's always next week.
Indeed, there is always next
always
week.
Always next week.
For Rant.
Well, happy anniversary, guys.
Rant Revival 100. Yes, happy
Shoot
anniversary.
Off the blood cannons for it.
Yes. All right, Gordon.
All right.
Drive
on,
safe.
Yes, I came all the way down here since it
thank
was
you.
Such a special occasion.
Yes, thank you very much.
We really appreciate your presence.
Yes, yes.
As does Woodrow Fest.